Hello and welcome to episode one of the Indoor Jungle Podcast. I am Storm Shaw and I love houseplants. So, here we go. I'm really excited to do this podcast just as an outlet for creativity and to talk about something that I'm really interested in, which is houseplants and indoor gardening. So I figure I've got quite a few topics I can cover over who knows how long I'll do this. And if I gain some interested listeners, that would be awesome. Otherwise, I'll just keep talking for myself. But yeah, this is episode one of the Indoor Jungle, and I figured there's no better place to start than why collect houseplants. So I figure I'm just going to talk on that subject for a while and we'll kind of see where we end up. And then moving forward, I plan to talk a lot about just different kinds of houseplants, the benefits of them, different care tips. I hope to try to connect with some people involved with local nurseries and pick their brains and things like that. So if any of that sounds interesting to you, I hope you'll check this episode out and, continue to check in. I plan to do episodes at least once a week if I can, and just keep turning out content about houseplants for us to talk about and listen to. I have a Instagram that is at plantdaddykc. You can go check that out. I kind of just post pictures of my personal houseplants, me trying to nurse plants back to health that I take in from friends, things like this. I also have a currently free website that I will hopefully upgrade if I can get a little bit of a following going on, and that is plantdaddykc.wixsite.com/indoorjungle. I know that's a little bit clunky right now, but like I said, if I can get some people listening to the podcast or reading the blog on that website, then I'll upgrade that to a much more streamlined URL. But yeah. So like I said, today I'm just going to spend a little bit of time talking about why collect houseplants and sharing a little bit about myself and then going into the science of it, really. So let's jump right in. For me, collecting houseplants for my personal reasons, I really have my fiance to thank. We've been together, let's see, about coming up on 3 years now. And about 3 years ago, we went to the farmer's market in Kansas City where we live. And she encouraged me to get couple succulents. So I got these three succulents, and I think I was even, I remember sort of being goofy about it and, like, you know, pretending to be a white girl that went to the farmer's market and bought some succulents, and I made fun of it. And here I am 3 years later, absolutely obsessed. I mean, making a podcast about houseplants. So that tells you it took root, pun intended. But I really think the attraction to it and my obsession with it actually came out of a mental health thing. So I'm a pretty transparent person, so I'll just kind of share with you. Basically, I used to be married, and my marriage sort of fell apart. My ex-partner had her own mental health issues and kind of it was a mess. But it left me sort of alone and having to face the reality that I've had depression for longer than that divorce period, but I was never really dealing with it properly. So obviously I went and saw a counselor, got help, medicated, all that jazz. But there was something about caring for plants that was extremely therapeutic, and remains so. for me. And I really think it comes down to this idea that there's something primal in us that wants to cultivate things. I mean, I have pets as well. I have two dogs and a rabbit, and I love taking care of them. But there's something about the subtleties in the way that plants communicate with us that I love. I mean, nearly every day, my fiance catches me sort of scurrying around the apartment, investigating leaves, looking at leaf color, leaf pattern, just kind of checking them out and seeing what they're telling me when they can't in real time communicate as much as pets, and definitely is not as much as people. But I love that. I love the needed focus that it takes, the investigation. It's almost a puzzle at times trying to figure out why are these leaves yellowing? What's going on with the root system of the plant? All of that. I just love it so much. So that's kind of my personal reasons for getting into it. I really think it's had a marked impact on my mental health, which I'm actually going to get into in a little bit, some of the science behind it. But yeah, so that's sort of me. Here I am 3 years later. I went from those three succulents, which I still have, and they're doing great, to last time I counted somewhere above 40, some of which I purchased at different places or propagated from my own plants, or, you know, rescued from neglected plants on the curb, or friends who asked me to nurse their plants back to health, etc. So I'm full in on the houseplant game. And the other thing I kind of want to use this podcast for is also just to have an excuse to learn more, kind of getting into the botany of it. So I don't know. I there's so many things I could cover. I want to get into soil mixtures and all that stuff. So yeah. I also just want it to be a outlet for me to give tips for how to curate your indoor jungle on a budget, because it's, you know, it can get expensive quickly if you're going to houseplants are very in right now. And I live in Kansas City, like I mentioned, and there's a lot of cool places, but some that sell plants, but some of the cooler places or the bougier or the hip places just charge so much money. And you know, it's great to support local businesses and all that, but I also want to provide opportunities and tips for people who aren't sure where to start, want to get started, and have a limited budget to do so. So I'll get into that. But like I said, today is mostly about why collect houseplants. So I shared a little bit about my personal reasons with helping my mental health and helping me kind of climb out of a pretty dark hole I was in. I mean, obviously houseplants paired with counseling and medication really just helped me so much. So if you are listening to this and houseplants have impacted you in a positive way somehow, please leave a comment on the Instagram. Again, that's at PlantDaddyKC, or you can also find me on Facebook at the same handle. So yeah, stop by, drop a comment or a message, and just tell me a little bit about how caring for houseplants has positively affected your life. But now I want to get into some of the scientific reasons for why houseplants, why should you collect them? So I went through and I found a couple. I tried not to just fall into listing off reasons that might be on like a BuzzFeed article or something. So I went through a couple different academic journals from different fields and found some studies. And I'll just kind of summarize them here and explain kind of the benefits. But as I got into looking into these things, a lot of it coincided with my personal reasons for collecting houseplants, which all makes sense in retrospect. So the first one I found a study in the Journal of Physiological Anthropology from back in 2015. You can check that out if you just look that up. But basically, it found that plants in the home and the office reduced the stress response. So they would they had their participants in some typical home and office situations, and then exposed them to mild and intense stressful scenarios. And when there were houseplants present, the stress response was reduced. So there's something about having the plants in proximity to your living and workspace that actually impacts you in a positive way that can help you handle stress and anxiety. And so if you don't have something in your office, especially if you're working from home right now, get yourself a plant, put it on that desk, and look at it every now and then. I found another study. This one was from the Journal of Environmental Research and Public Health. This one was in 2019, and it was a fairly small study. So, take it as you will, but it had to do with elementary aged students. And it was fascinating because it found that houseplants in the classroom actually improved concentration in the elementary age students. And they included, they tried it several ways. They tried it with just pictures of plants. They tried it with fake plants and then live plants. And the only improvement to concentration was when there was the live houseplants, which is just bizarre. Like, again, there's something on a primal level in us that recognizes the life of a plant and how that life interacts with us. I don't know. It's interesting. I think we often discount plants as these static things, but I don't know if you've ever seen like the time-lapse videos of a plant in a window or something and how much they really move. They're just, obviously a lot slower, not detectable to the eye, but they're active, they're living, there's more to them than I think we often realize or give credit to. And on some subconscious level, even elementary age kids can recognize the difference between a fake plant or a picture of a plant and the real thing in the room. And it impacted their ability to concentrate better. So, and then I found another study BJ Psychology International study that was looking into some older therapy, some horticultural therapy practices, basically to completely oversimplify it, had to do with prescribing different patients who had depression, anxiety, and even dementia, basically prescribing them a plant to care for. Like I said, that is a complete oversimplification of it, but they found positive outcomes of these mental health or mental decay situations in the case of dementia, that caring for a houseplant, being given a plant and asked to care for it and watch it grow and make sure it, is thriving, actually had a very clear positive impact on the patients. And I already kind of knew that on like a personal level, but I found it interesting that studies have confirmed that specifically for depression. I saw some things, and now this gets a little less backed up by studies and journals and things like that. But for some reason, especially like leafy plants, I saw had more impact with depression and things like that. So, you know, the big fiddle leaf fig, Ficus lyrata, like a money tree or anything that has like a pothos ivy, right? Like anything with leaves that you can kind of see grow quickly, for some reason has a really, it brings joy, it brings peace, it brings stress reduction. I don't know. It's so interesting. I, over the summer in quarantine, especially, I got very into my plants, to the point where I recently had my fiance essentially evict four of my plants from our apartment because it was getting very crowded. Lots of plants on every single windowsill, and I started stacking things like stools and small shelves and things just against the wall from the windowsill, and starting to layer my plants several layers deep. So she kicked out a few, and I had to take them to my classroom where I work. And yeah, just I think the the life in the apartment during this quarantine COVID era, where I've just been inside for months, was so much more tolerable looking around and feeling an aspect of nature within the space, not just like cold, sterile, you know, what have you. And that's what I actually want to get into next. You know, the last couple of years, and especially in 2020, plant sales have skyrocketed. So I want to talk a little bit about that next. So houseplants are more popular than ever, especially among millennials, which I fall into. I'm turning 30 in April. But over the last 3 years, houseplant sales in the U.S. have increased by 50%. That's like $1.7 billion reported by the National Gardening Association. So it's popping off. Now, that obviously includes things other than houseplants and things like that, but still, like 50%. Increase in sales in 3 years is nuts. Then on top of that, I was looking at, what's it called here? Let's see if I can find it. Like the Google Analytics of, search terms, and indoor plants jumped from like late 2019, from like, I don't know what the unit is here, maybe 50 million searches or something, up to 100 million searches for indoor plants. So it doubled. So people were obviously searching indoor plants. And then another one I found interesting was the search term plant delivery jumped from the end of October, or the end of 2019 rather, around 25, again, maybe million searches, up to over 100 million searches. So people were eager to find plants, possibly have those plants delivered and just get them inside. So it's definitely increasing. What I hope to cover with the podcast and get into is, or inspire people to do, is for people who don't have plants, or maybe want to start a collection but think that they, you know, are going to chronically murder their plants or whatever the case might be, that I can help that. I can change that. And I can be a source of houseplant inspiration for people to start collecting more plants. So we'll see. I mean, I want to do series of blog posts and podcast episodes on where to buy plants, how to properly pot plants, where to buy your planters or the pots for the plants, watering schedule, taking care of sick plants, etc. I want to do all of it and make people content to feel like they can either go from having zero plants to having a bunch and curating that indoor jungle, or maybe you're already an experienced plant owner, but you just want some content around specific things, then you can hunt and peck through it. So trying to do a survey of topics to serve any member of the houseplant community and just connect with you all. So I hope to hear from you guys on the Instagram, and I encourage you to check out the website. If you enjoy this content, please rate and review on iTunes podcast, and share me with your friends. I just want to see where this thing goes. So yeah, thank you for listening. This has been the first episode of The Indoor Jungle.